Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges.
And welcome to my 30-day audio series entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 10, and we've been discussing relationships. So now let's talk about family relationships, specifically breaking generational curses. Exodus 25 and 6 says, "You must not bow down to them or worship them, being idol gods. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any gods or idols. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected. Even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands." And that's from the New Living Translation. So I believe this is a scripture that addresses what's called generational curses. If you've ever seen a family, or if you live in a family, for instance, say all or most of the women are never married single parents, or they're divorced and remarried several times. Or another example is that maybe all the men in the family are chronically underemployed, mentally ill, or maybe they're sexually perverse. Then you know that these things don't really seem to change from one generation to the next. But you would think that with one child or with one person who has the ability to go off and experience a different life, would they be able to break that? But you have to remember that sometimes the example that you saw growing up can take years to unlearn if you don't have access to resources like counseling or mentorship, where your mentors can help you correct some of those deep-seated issues that you have. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Unfortunately, that also goes for the things we're taught early in life that we should not be doing. So if this is you, what can you do now to address and break any generational curses that you have? Let's go back to the scripture that I read earlier. Another understanding that I took away from it was action and consequence. For people who sin and purposely disobey God, their consequence is that the consequences of their sin will also plague their children, all the way down to their children's grandchildren. But for people who decide, you know what, I don't want to live like this. I saw my mother live like this, my grandmother, most of my cousins, some aunts, some other women in my family. I don't know how to live any other way, but I want to live to please God. God, please show me how to do that. And then they actually do what God tells them when he shows them how to do it. Those are the ones who break generational curses. So if you're experiencing an unwanted outcome in your life and you know it's due to what you saw and were taught growing up, it's not too late to change. Whatever the issue is, bring it to God in prayer and fasting and ask him to reveal to you what you need to do to have a different outcome with the time you have left on this earth. So if you've got questions about generational curses or you want to talk to me privately about this, just email me at afi@authorfaithmin.com. And until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we'll talk soon.